USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The brother of former White House hopeful U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren has died from coronavirus. The Massachusetts Democrat tweeting that her brother, 86-year-old Don Reed, was a charming, funny, and natural leader. Republican Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana offering condolences to the Massachusetts senator.
He is somebody whom you loved, you grew up with, and who is now gone. We can all feel, we all empathize. I'm very sorry for Elizabeth and for her family.
Stocks are higher in early trading on Wall Street, despite more than 4 million Americans filing first-time unemployment claims last week because of the pandemic. Just over 4.4 million claims were filed. According to the Labor Department, it brings the total for the past 5 weeks to over 26 million claims. Yet at last check, the Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P were all trading more than 1% higher. And this is USA Radio News.
Migraines can attack anytime, anywhere. Now there's a new kind of pill you can take anytime, anywhere to treat them. Introducing Ubrelvy, or Ubrogepant. Ubrelvy can provide relief from migraine pain and debilitating symptoms without worrying where you are or if it's too late. People took Ubrelvy within 4 hours of a migraine attack. One dose can quickly stop a migraine in its tracks within 2 hours, and many had pain relief in just 1 hour.
Ubrelvy treats migraine attacks in adults and is not for migraine prevention. It is available by prescription only. Do not take Ubrelvy with strong CYP3A4 inhibitors. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take. Few people had side effects. The most common were nausea, 2 to 4%, and tiredness, 2 to 3%.
While normal routines have shifted, the need for migraine treatment remains the same. Contact your healthcare provider to see if Ubrelvy is right for you. Ubrelvy, the anytime, anywhere migraine medicine. Learn about support and resources at Ubrelvy.com or call 844-4-U-B-R-E-L-V-Y. Sponsored by Allergan.
The southeast U.S. on alert for more severe storms today, from Tennessee to the Florida Panhandle and from Alabama to the Carolina coast. Yesterday, over 20 tornadoes were reported in Texas, Oklahoma, and Louisiana, causing significant damage and killing at least a half dozen people. One tornado went through Polk County, Texas. This man says it went right across his property, but it spared him.
All my trees are down, but yet one of them didn't hit my house. It's like the angle that it went and laid them down. I'm just blessed. I mean, I'm glad to be alive. I mean, I really am.
U.S. House members back in action this morning and will be soon voting on providing additional aid to small businesses during the coronavirus outbreak. A bill passed by the Senate a few days ago would pump more money into a small business loan fund that ran quickly dry. The nearly $500 billion bill also provides aid to hospitals and money for more virus testing. And this is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The U.S. Supreme Court turning down the Trump administration's move on the landmark Clean Water Act. By a 6-3 vote, justices ruled that a loophole in the law supported by the administration is in fact unlawful. It's seen as a partial win for environmental activists. The perceived loophole deals with the flow of pollution through groundwater. Conservative Justice Brett Kavanaugh and Chief Justice John Roberts joined the High Court's Democratic appointees in the ruling. A conservative national Christian organization is now calling for all churches to begin in-person services by May 3rd, no matter what their governors or local jurisdictions say. The Liberty Council wants services taking place before the National Day of Prayer, which is scheduled for the 7th of May. The group is urging churches to follow appropriate safety protocols, but to make sure they open. And a federal judge is tossing actor Jussie Smollett's lawsuit against the city of Chicago. The former Empire actor sued the city and multiple police officers for malicious prosecution over allegations he faked a hate crime report in January of 2019. The judge ruling that Smollett's claim can't go forward now that he's been reindicted on charges stemming from that same incident. We do more than just news on the radio. We've got shows on a website as well. Check us out at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.